Christians are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, that's right. It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to our friends at Waipapa Taumataro, the University of Auckland. Today we're joined by PhD student Jean Tang. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Excited to talk a little bit about your mahi and your research. Sort of looking at the world of AI and how close AI models are going to get to replicating human vision, right?
Yes, that's right.
Fascinating. How did you get to this point? I know there's sort of a bit of a backstory and a personal connection, right?
Yeah, of course. So I actually started off being very interested in human vision or how our brain just understand the things we see. And then in the recent boom of AI, as we know, ChatGPT, right, I became really interested in just how these artificial system works.
Mm.
And then I found out that these two fields actually can be used to help each other. So we can use tools in neuroscience, vision science, to help us understand how machine sees and vice versa as well.
Mm. And what do we know about where AI models are currently at in terms of how accurately they can see and recognize images?
Right. Yeah, they're actually doing quite good in terms of tasks like recognitions or descriptions. If you were to give an image, get to describe where this is, what it involves, it gets really detailed, it gets really good. And in terms of if you have visual puzzle, they're now starting to excel in those. If you have a task like pattern matching, it's starting to do well in that. But when it comes to ironically, when it comes to more simplistic tasks, like comparing two line lengths, comparing two circles, or if you have an object, like a picture of a dog, you fragment it out, right? Yeah. They struggle to recognize that's a dog or pieces that together and recognize it as a dog.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there are these shortcomings that is not quite
obvious.
You're
not able to connect the dots very well.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm. And why do you think that is?
That's a tricky question, but I think a lot of this is also to do with the training data. These models are trained by pairing text and images, but when it comes to much more simplistic images, like just two lines, two circles, or those fragmented ones, they're not quite common, right?
Yeah.
So they might have
not
learned associations between, if you see these fragments of dogs, okay, it's actually still a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Oh,
so do you think we'll get to a point where AI is seeing as good or better than humans?
Yes, I don't doubt about that. Yeah, I think there will be engineering solutions to these issues. They might not necessarily function exactly the way human vision works, but I'm sure they will be able to achieve the same thing humans can.
It's really interesting. I feel like lots that I've read about AI and sort of recognizing images and, you know, facial recognition and things like that, there's still a lot of issues in terms of like bias and, you know, systemic bias.
Yes.
What are we going to do to make sure that, you know, when AI does get much more something that we rely on a lot more, you know, people aren't falling short, especially with things like health?
Right. Yeah, I think these are sort of things that when you make the training data set, you might need to really keep human in the loop for screening, for balancing things out.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably the most straightforward way to do it.
Yeah, right. So it's like, even if it becomes a tool that we use more and more, there's still got to be humans involved in every part of the process.
Yes, that seems to be the trend, how we can get the most out of these models by keeping humans in the loop.
Right.
Yeah, so when it's in its training phase, it's a lot more hands-on. But I think, do you think the benefits outweigh the effort that that's going to take?
Yes, I think it's not necessarily in the realm of vision, but recently we have advancements in terms of understanding proteins or just helping us figuring out, you know, decades of issues like what they call protein folding problems that might help in drug discovery and those sort of things. And AI have really been a big help in that domain.
Fascinating. And so where's your research at the moment and what's the next steps for you?
Yeah, so my next steps for me, just looking at how different AI models, for example, video generation models or just image recognition models, do they understand the way humans do? For example, if we feed it with images of, let's say, 100 objects, right? Mm-hmm. I might be able to give you images of 100 objects. I get you to rearrange them in terms of, do you think these two objects are similar? And we can get AI to do the same, and we can compare those two maps together to see if how they understand the world the same way or dissimilar in any way.
It must be so interesting to do this sort of research comparing like how machines process that information versus humans, because I'm imagining as well, you know, humans are so subjective and we all process things quite differently. So there's a lot of sort of like room for a lot of wiggle room there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But that's also inhuman, or inhumans might be a bit unethical, but when it comes to monkeys, right, we have visual perception studies monkey where we poke this kind of metal stick, right? We call it an electrode to measure its activity when it sees something, right? When it sees an image, you just get a spike in activity. And we can kind of apply that logic to machine. But now AI system, we have access to all the computation. So we can just choose one unit and then just see when it activates when it sees something.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Okay.
Wow. So interesting to learn a little bit about your research, Jean. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. And best of luck with everything going forward.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.